This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, April 3rd on WGN Radio. It was an abbreviated show. We started right about, well, close to midnight. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, a lot happens this week on that score, by the way. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP. IP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Time is right for Monday Night Trivia. Well, maybe not too right following the Final Four, but we have another hour and a few minutes of Monday Night Trivia, and so we'll make the best of that, and I hope you'll join us. We got Bumper Stumpers coming up, of course, with a theme, of course. We got a straggler question. I don't know if you've been thinking about that at all in the last week, but this happens more in August than any other month. What? There are actually two answers that'll work, but one of them was written about in the Washington Post. So, yeah, more often in August than any other time. 888-876-5593. Well, if you don't want to take a gander at my question, and if you don't want to guess on any of the bumper stumpers that are coming up, you can have your own category, and we prove that continually. If you know something about something, doesn't everybody? Well, then you got a good chance to win. An RIP to start the show, Red Robinson died. And those long of tooth from Canada should recognize the name. Anybody from the Pacific Northwest who's older should recognize the name. And Red Robinson, as far as I'm concerned, musically speaking, in some ways was a deity. He was a disc jockey because in an area that was, to say the least, a void for rhythm and blues, here's a guy who in high school started collecting R&B records, and by the time he was out of high school is on the radio playing them. You gotta love that. Now, of course, he's more well-known, and when you read his obits for the fact that he was introducing the Beatles and that he was close to Buddy Holly and Elvis and everybody else, and all that's true. And the accolades have just kept on coming since the weekend when it was announced that he died at 86 years old. But he began his career on the air in 1954, and without a doubt, he was the first disc jockey in Canada to play rock and roll on a regular basis. So anybody who thought, no, that happened in Toronto or even Montreal or even really what is the music capital of the world when it comes to rock music, at least later, Winnipeg. Nope, it was Vancouver, and it was Red Robinson, and he was just terrific. Yeah, I can't say enough for him. But what really, really caused me to take an interest was in the Pacific Northwest, where R&B was certainly not well played, to say the least, he was no stranger to it. And in fact, it was interesting. I was reading one article where he talked about how when he was first on the air, he'd go to the record store to buy rhythm and blues records, and they'd hand it to him wrapped in a brown paper bag like it was pornography. They weren't even willing to publicly admit they sold race records, but they did. So the bottom line is playing a record on the radio by an artist of color provoked racist responses, even in Canada. And of course, right about the time that starting to play rock and roll records, well, that provoked all sorts of responses, as you can imagine. And Bill Haley, in the comments when they played their first ever live rock show in Canada, 1956, Red emceed that at the Vancouver Pacific Coliseum. He also emceed Elvis's show. And what was interesting about that is prior to Elvis, no artist had ever filled and rented out on their own the Coliseum. You know, whether it was Frank Sinatra or whatever, you know, people might play there, but the idea of management renting it out and this will be yours. No, Elvis was the absolute first. And it was about the only time that Red Robinson was nervous about emceeing anybody, but he had reverence, you know, because here, as I say, not the Sinatras, not Bing Crosby's, no one rented whole stadiums. Elvis, no problem, and he filled it. So to stand out in front of the crowd and bring out the king of rock and roll, well, and that was just the start, really, in many ways of Red's career, and it goes on and on and on from there. So rest in peace, Red Robinson. Yeah. He wrote a couple books, too. Ghostwritten, of course. But nonetheless, some good stuff, and I'm proud to be the owner. All right. So we will get to your guesses right after the news. Bob in Willowbrook has some guesses, and Mark in Aurora wants charts. As I said, you can have your own category. It can be anything. And he's picked 1971. So we'll get there, and we'll hopefully get to you, too, for an hour of Monday Night Trivia coming up in moments on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, there's your first bumper stumper. It has something in common with the other three we'll play this hour. And, yeah, maybe you'll figure it out eventually. But if you know who it is, that's good enough. You win just for that alone. 1977 Private Stock. All right, so we have our question. And that question, by the way, which is a straggler from last week, meaning that it will not remain after this hour. This happens more in August than any other month. What? And we've determined that the Washington Post reported this, but actually there are two simultaneous answers that would work, either the one that they were reporting or one closely related. All right, so that's clear as mud. If you don't know my bumper stumpers and you don't like my questions, well, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that. But you've had plenty of time to think about it. Oh, dear. I've seemed to have momentarily lost the magic twanger. Oh, here it is. And I had hours to find it, too, during the Final Four. All right. Bob and Willowbrook, welcome to WGN Radio.
Good morning, and I'm honored to be the first caller.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging on through that 90-minute postgame show.
Oh, my pleasure. Actually, I sat here trying to clean up email. Apologies to those who didn't get a response. That's like everybody. But I'm trying.
Uh-huh. What is an EAS?
Oh, EAS is Emergency Action, and what they are, those are the tones, like if you remember EBS, Emergency Broadcast System, or
yes.
If you go back far enough in the day, if you remember Connell Rad. Well, yeah. So what this is this is a monthly test, and every state coordinator schedules them. But Illinois is interesting because they use the exact same time every month. It's either 12:20 p.m. or 12:20 a.m. I don't know how they get away with that, because everywhere else we scatter them. But in any event, we're going to have one at 12:20, and I promised Dan that I would shut up and play commercials before that, so the EAS tones don't interrupt paying sponsors.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Comprehensive as always. Yeah. All right, the straggler. Here are my guesses. The most in August, refrigerator sales.
Nice, but not right. Actually, they're bigger in July. That's one of the big sales are. And November, right around Thanksgiving. That's the real time for refrigerators. But anyway, I digress.
All righty. Automobile repairs.
No.
The number of fish caught.
No.
No.
Okay, musical instrument sales.
No. Makes sense, though.
Yeah, 911 calls.
Nope.
Wildfires.
Nope.
Thank you and good morning.
Thank you for trying. They were all wonderful guesses. Okay. They just weren't right. I appreciate the call.
Right.
All right, so we'll get more answers. We'll get charts from Mark and Aurora. He wants 1971. Johnny and Waukegan's got a guess. Stacey Algonquin has a guess. Lisa and Dundee has a guess. And I have commercials. We'll momentarily resume with Monday Night Trivia right after a word from our sponsors on WGN Radio.
I'm going to tell you a story about a Mary Lou. I mean the kind of a woman make a fool of you. She make a young man groan and an old man pain. She took my money, was a crying shame.
A Mary Lou, Mary.
She took my diamond ring.
A Mary Lou, Mary.
She took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou.
She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and she drove her far. Left me stranded in a Kalamazoo. Making her a fortune off a fool like you. She got her a rich man, had a dozen kids. Drove that cat until he flipped his lid.
Mary Lou.
She took my diamond ring.
Mary Lou. Mary.
She took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou.
She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and she drove her far.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and well, that's a gift. At least I think it is. Somebody should get that. Maybe you don't know what it has in common with our first bumper. Oh, it does have something. But you certainly should know who that is. All right. So we were talking about EAS tests, or back in the old days after Connell Rad, EBS tests, and I had to play what TM did, and I will here if I can get it together. But it was about 1974, and actually I think they did it for WHEN in Syracuse. But and they weren't the only company to do this back when you could still have fun with these kind of things. But for WHEN they made the EBS jingle.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, the station will conduct the test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
And it went on from there. And there were several cuts, by the way. But anyway, yeah. All righty then. So let's see what we're doing with, well, we're going to get some guesses here. John and Waukegan, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes. More leaves change colors on the trees.
Nice, but not right.
One, a couple more?
Yeah, absolutely. You get up to six.
Oh, six. More babies born?
Nope.
More marriages?
Nope.
Bye.
You got three more if you want them, or if you want to call back, you get another six.
Yeah, okay, I'll call back.
All right, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Thanks, John. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and Stacy is in Algonquin. How you doing, Stacy?
Okay, how are you, Raleigh?
All right, you feeling all right?
Yeah, you know, good. The weather gets you a little weird, but I'm hanging in there.
Well, good.
I'm going to say, does it have to do with some type of election?
No.
What about, let's see, summer events, summer concerts?
Nope.
What about, like a sports event?
Nope.
Okay, let's see. What did he have to do with an election of some type?
Nope.
Late summer election?
No elections whatsoever.
Okay. Okay, now. Buying a house.
No.
Going on a trip?
No.
Can I have another question?
I think you need one. What do you want?
I'm going to try from like the late 50s, early 60s, the Donna Reed show.
Really?
With Carl Betts and Shelley Fibb, right?
Yes, of course. Absolutely. Let's see. Did you watch them all?
I know. I saw quite a bit of them.
All right. Well, good. The living room set on the Donna Reed show was used again as another living room on another sitcom in the 60s. Whose was it? By the way, it was actually used as another one in the 50s, too.
I am going to say Leave It to Beaver.
No, the living room was used on I Dream of Jeannie. It was Major Nelson's living room. It was also used as the Mitchells' living room in Dennis the Menace.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So there's odd Donna Reed show questions.
Yeah. Oh, can I just request one more song?
Yes.
I'll take. You thought I was going to ask for Bruno Mars.
No, I'm just hoping you're not asking for Lou Rawls. That's all.
No.
We can only play that so often. It'll be a while.
No, I'm going to take another Alan Jackson Good Time.
Okay. Yeah, I played your last Alan Jackson, Chattahoochee.
I like that.
All right. Well, we'll get Good Time for you, too.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
Soon, Raleigh.
I hope so. Thanks for calling. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And Judy in Turnersville, North Carolina, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, I just wanted the trivia.
Okay.
Is it calling in sick to work?
Nope.
Okay, because there are no holidays.
Yeah, I know. Yes, help stamp out August. I know. It'll be the whole campaign. No holidays whatsoever. Yep.
I know. All right, I tried.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Right,
bye.
And the only sales are back to school, and who wants to go? All right, so let's see what we have with Lisa in Dundee. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
Hey, Lisa.
How you doing? How was your weekend?
Busy. You know,
busy, just, I'm sure.
I work nonstop. You know, I realized that this morning when I had to actually set an alarm to keep working. So, I don't do anything else.
Oh. Well, you'll be rewarded.
Where?
What? You have a lot of listeners that absolutely love you.
And that's
and
wonderful.
And stay up late to talk to you, and, even though they have to get up early in the morning.
And this is the easy part of my day. This is relaxation. I don't even count this as work. I mean, that's, you know, that's how it is. No, I count putting insurance policies together as work.
Oh, it's just the worst.
Well, I had
insurance.
To put, yeah,
just.
Well, I've got about eight of them. So, and it's the annual time for the audits. Don't start me. So.
Oh my gosh, I know. With insurance, I was given some insurance plan last September. And then by December, they took it away. And then I got a letter a little while ago saying they were giving it back to me. And I had to make sure it was right because, oh, no, it's right. You know, so I don't
know. No, no. Health insurance is no problem. The two words that I dread right now are inland marine.
Oh.
Yeah.
And if that I can't help you with.
Yes, yes. They are. And by the way, it has nothing to do with water. Inland marine policies have absolutely nothing to do with water. But anyway, I've got a bunch of them. So that's it.
All right. Well, I've got some guesses. And then if that's not right, I won't make you go through movie trivia this week. I'll wait till next week. So I've got doctor or dentist appointments.
Nope.
Haircuts.
Nope.
Or purchase shoes.
Nope.
No.
They're all nice guesses. They're just not right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to just wait till next week then for the rest of it.
All right. Well, I'll be revealing it at the end of the hour. So.
I'll be listening.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate
okay.
it. All
Thanks
right.
Thanks a lot, Raleigh.
Yeah, you too. This will not be labored beyond this week since we started it last week. So Jim and Crystal Lake's got some guesses. So what do you think, Jim?
Oh, I have two guesses.
Yes.
Buying school supplies for children.
Nope.
State fairs.
Nope.
Oh, that's all I had.
Well, it's a nice try, and I appreciate the call, Jim. Do it again.
Okay.
All right. Good deal. So now I think we're going to settle back and do some charts. Yes, I believe so, with Mark in Aurora. How's it going, Mark?
Oh, it's fine. I had some friends over last Saturday for my birthday, and it was very relaxing and fun, and I'll be doing that again this Saturday.
Oh, good.
Thanks for playing Telephone Man finally last week.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know all the trivia about that artist. It's too bad she died young.
Yes.
And who was the English artist that did Heaven on the Seventh Floor?
Well, it wasn't English. The version we played was a hit in England. If you're talking about
No, but there was another artist who did.
Well,
song,
sure,
he was
sure. You had another hit with Heaven on the Seventh Floor, but he wasn't English. I'm trying to think of who it was. Not Paul Jabara, but Paul Nicholas. Paul Nicholas.
Yeah,
he had the hit.
He was not English.
Well, I guess he was, actually, now that I think about it. Yeah, because it was on RSO. He was, yeah, Paul Nicholas. But this version actually turned out to be as big in Great Britain as Paul Nicholas's, and it was huge in Canada.
Yeah, the Paul Nicholas one is so bouncy and sprightly. It's a fun song.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think this version's even better myself.
I have trouble deciding between the two. I like both of them.
Well, do you know who it is on this one? Do you know?
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, I'll reveal it. And
like
it goes well to the theme.
Yeah, it sounds like a familiar black voice, and I'll probably kick myself when somebody else gets it.
Actually, you won't, trust me. You either know or you don't. No. It's not one of these where you're going to find out, oh, it's so-and-so, and I know exactly who that is. It doesn't work like that. Nope.
Now, what was the name of the gal who did Telephone Man again? Was it Mary Wells?
Mary Wilson. M-E-R-I Wilson. Yeah, Mary Wilson. And, she was a terrific girl. But the fact that it was Jim Rutledge who discovered her, you know DOA out of Fort Worth,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
and
that song is so, that Telephone Man is so racy that it's fun.
Oh, of course. That was, and she did a lot of double entendre. She had a whole album up at the time.
Yeah.
Then later, of course, she did Internet Man, which we played some of.
Oh yeah, if there's a CD of her out there, I'm sure there.
I can't imagine there isn't a Mary Wilson CD. I've got it on vinyl, all of this stuff. But I would think I'll look right now. But I'm pretty sure that stuff has come out, and of course it's come out on compilations. But you want to know one just with all her stuff, and let's see, huh? Now, the first album when the Telephone Man was on was called First Take. I don't know if that's a CD or not. But let's see. We have, all right, yeah. Well, they've got it on Amazon. I have a feeling it's probably one of those. They burn it for you if you want it. And it came out in 2012, and apparently it has most of her novelties on it. But the fact that it has Internet Man, and it's got Dick the DJ, and yeah, so yeah, you can get that CD and used on Amazon, $12.36 plus the $4 for shipping, of course.
Dick the DJ, not as in Dick Biondi.
No. It's another double. It's another double entendre.
Yes. Oh, I figured that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it has nothing to do with Biondi. You know.
Okay.
All right, well, hang on. Don't go away, and we're going to get to your chart. Stay right where you are. We're going to find out what's going on in the world at large with WGN Radio News on WGN Radio. Coming down. Coming down. Coming down. Yes, I'm coming down. I'm coming down, 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 down. Coming down with a heartache. I ain't sick, but I got a fever. Blood pressure's running high. Pulse ain't right, I can't sleep at night. And here's the reason why. You ain't been around for a week or two. Said I ain't seen the high. I have you coming down, coming down, coming down, coming down. I'm coming down, 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 down. Coming down. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? It fits perfectly in our theme so far, so that's the third one you've heard. The fourth one will be it, and yes, I'll identify the theme. But even if you just know the artist, hey, that's good enough for me. I'll be impressed. So 888-876-5593. We've got our question, and that, too, will wrap up this half hour. If you don't get it, I shall reveal. And that is, this happens more in August than any other month. What? And the Washington Post reported this. Extensively, actually, that August was the month for this. There's another answer, somewhat related, that would count just as well. All right, so, and we're going to get to, in fact, before I get back to Mark, Mark wants to do charts, and we've got 1971 picked out just for him. That's the month and week he chose. It'll be this week in 1971. But Kim is a first-time caller, and she's in Bensonville, and she's got guests. So what do you think, Kim?
I think there were more babies born in that month than any other month.
Nice, but not right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, afraid not. It's a nice thought, but no.
Okay, shucks, yeah. I tried.
You did, and I hope you will again.
Okay, thanks so much.
Appreciate it. All right, yeah, it's a fine answer. It's, you know, it's just not right. That's the only thing wrong with it, really. So other than that, it's perfect all the way around. So now, back to Mark and Aurora and his charts, who I rudely so interrupted. All right, so Mark, you wanted the basically the first week of April 1971.
Yes.
All right. Number one in America, according to the Billboard Hot 100 charts. Just My Imagination.
Temptations.
Yeah, number two. Me and Bobby McGee.
Janis Joplin.
Number three, For All We Know.
The Carpenters.
Number four, She's a Lady.
Tom Jones.
Number five, What's Going On?
Written by Paul Anka. What's going on, Marvin Gaye?
Yeah. Number six, Proud Mary. Think about this.
Oh, that's the Ike and Tina Turner one.
Yes, it is. That's right. I'm going to take the beginning of the song. Okay. Number seven, Doesn't Somebody Want to Be Wanted? God help us.
Oh, David Cassidy and the Partridge Family.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number eight, Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Oh.
Take the ribbon from under. Yes.
Yeah, I know it's a country artist.
Neon Mega. Jim Malloy produced
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not remembering this one.
Sammy Smith.
Okay.
Number nine, Love Story, Where Do I Begin? I wish it would have ended.
Well, it could be Andy Williams.
Yes, that's good enough. Henry. Right there. You're done. It's Andy Williams. Yes, okay. Absolutely. And okay. Number 10, Another Day, A Woman, A Why.
Believe it or not,
I guess that's a two-sided hit. Another Day is one song, and A Woman, A Why is another. I think, but I don't know for sure.
Oh, Another Day.
Yes.
Paul McCartney.
Yes, absolutely right. Well, there you go. 90%. You're a winner.
Okay.
Yeah, works for me. Hang on. Don't go away. All right.
So, all righty.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known most of those, that's for sure. But I think I was absent in 1971. I was doing something else. So I don't know what, but something else. So 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, if you want your own category, this is the time to get it. And we prove it every week that the sky is the limit on that. But our question, which will be revealed in about, I'd say 10 minutes or so. This happens more in August than any other month. Now, firstly, here's a hint. It's got to be something that has statistics, because otherwise, how would we know? I mean, it could be babies born. It just so happens that it isn't. And although with babies born, I usually look back to what was going on exactly 9 months earlier. Yeah, and that sometimes will work. But in general, this is one of those questions where there's absolute statistics on this happening more in August than any other month. All right. So, and there are two answers, somewhat loosely related, that would qualify, but one in particular that the Washington Post wrote about. So that's our trivia question. And our bumper stumpers all have something in common. And I will tell you that they all, we were talking about Red Robinson passing away at the beginning of the show. I mean, he passed away over the weekend. He didn't pass away at the beginning of the show, but we were talking about it at the beginning of the show, but I digress. All of the bumpers are somewhat loosely related to Red. So there you go. All right. Now, 888-876-5593. Trivia is an interesting show, of course, because it's the one show that requires you. That's right. The rest of the week, I can prattle on and talk about something close to nothing. But on Monday night, I can't ask the questions and answer them, too. So I'm going to give John time to screen some calls, and hopefully you're one of them. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Melinda is the cream of the crop.
WGN Radio. Well, there's our final bumper stumper of four on tonight's abbreviated Monday Night Trivia. Well, who are they and what do they have in common with everything else? All right, so we're going to get some guesses here on bumpers, I do believe. Well, that's good. So we'll start with Stephanie and Madison. Welcome back to WGN Radio. What'd you hear, you know?
Hey, one bumper I do know, Ronnie Hawkins, Mary Lou.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love that song, too. Yeah. And I want to take just one kick at the cat. We've had a bazillion cats. We haven't had any for quite a while, so I really shouldn't use that term. But how about weddings for August?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I will let you go.
All right.
You guys have a good one, and sending my love out to all you and Scotty. Hope you're doing well.
And I have found somebody. If we don't hear from Scotty by mid-May, I have recruited somebody to drive by and check in person.
Fantastic. Wonderful.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You bet.
So, yes, 888-876-5593. We will find out. Tommy in Chicago knows some bumpers. What did you hear, you know?
Hey, Robbie, how are you?
All right. How about yourself, Tommy?
I'm feeling good. You played Bobby Taylor in the Vancouver's Melinda?
I did. You're absolutely right.
Good old song.
Yes, yes. Smokey co-wrote it, of course. All right, hang on. We'll confirm that address. You, like Stephanie, are a winner. Don't go away.
Thank you, Robbie. Have a great night.
You too. Yeah, so those were the two easy ones, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers and Ronnie Hawkins. But what about the other two? What do you think? And I'll reveal them in the next, well, in less than 10 minutes, I'll reveal them. But if you know, even better. All right, so let's see. Sherry in Naperville wants to take some guesses. All right, Sherry, what do you think?
Hi, Robbie. How are you?
All right, how about yourself? We heard from Jimmy the other night. That was lovely.
Oh, that's right, because I called him afterwards. Because I'm like, that's Jimmy. Anyway, I want to guess the six things and maybe the theme.
Okay.
And I also want to say that third song, when I was listening to it, it sounded like the sheet music for Secret Agent Man, I swear.
Oh, that's interesting. That just, all right.
Yeah. But anyway, maybe it was just the backbeat or whatever. So my guesses are, and before I forget, more vaccinations.
Nope.
Because kids are going back to school? Okay. Family reunions?
Nope.
Auto accidents?
Nope. Although, August is big for that. But depending on what you look at, some sites do say August. Most will go with September for whatever reason. The number one day for auto accidents is actually 4th of July for whatever reason. But I think it's
people are looking up instead of straight ahead. Probably.
Yeah, probably. But I think it's August, September, and there's another month that is out July. July actually July, August, October are the three. There you go. And National Highway Safety Council says August, but the National Safety Council says October. So you pick it out. But anyway, that's not it.
Okay, and then I get three more, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I was losing my train of thought. But, okay, hottest days in a month?
Nope.
Okay. Most bugs are out.
Nope. But
well,
they're all very nice guesses, and I appreciate the call. Thanks.
David's looking at me. My first guess, we were discussing most hurricanes?
Nope.
All right, that's nice.
All right, thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I like those songs, by the way.
All right, good deal.
Can I guess the theme?
Yeah.
They're all girls' names.
No, oh, that's interesting. No, they're not, but thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Two of them were.
I did like that. What was the second one, Mary Lou by who?
Mary Lou is Ronnie Hawkins, and originally that was an R&B record by a guy named Young Jesse who wrote it. And I thought it was a great song, but I'll tell you, Ronnie Hawkins, even though he's normally not R&B, I thought Ronnie Hawkins had the best version of that.
I really liked that song.
Yeah, well, it's originally Young Jesse. All right.
I told David that I bet you Johnny D knows who that is.
Oh, of course.
But anyway.
Yeah, thanks. All appreciate
right.
it. All right.
Thank you.
So, good deal. Yes. And the Bobby Taylor and the Ronnie Hawkins, those were easily guessed. But what about the other two? And as I say, I'll be revealing them coming up very shortly. All right. Al is a first-time caller. He's in La Porte. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, hi, Raleigh. Gosh, I was so glad to find you guys last year. Okay. I didn't know you were on the air. I wanted to make a guess on your question for August.
Yeah.
Could it be moonlight?
No, it's a nice guess, though.
Oh, gee. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for trying. Do it again.
You bet.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Yes, good to hear from Al. And took him a year to call. All right. Well, hopefully he'll make up for that with more calls in the future. So John and Waukegan, I think he was on the car wreck thought as well. So, nope, that's not it. Well, John hung up. Well, who blames him? I mean, somebody else got his answer. All right, goodbye, John. So John in Covington, Kentucky wants Andy of Mayberry Trivia. So hello, John. What's up tonight?
Hey, Raleigh. Well, it worked for me last week, so why get off a winner, I hope.
All right. Who taught Aunt B how to drive a car?
Oh, geez. Well, I guess my streak's over. Is it Goober?
Yes.
All right.
It absolutely
That was a sheer guess.
Goober taught Aunt B how to drive a car. Man, that must have been a spellbinding episode. All right, so hang on. We'll confirm that address. You are a winner.
Thank you.
So I don't know what. Maybe the writers do drugs. It's hard to tell. All right, so Karen and Madison, welcome to WGN Radio. How's it going tonight, Karen?
Good. How are you?
All right. What do you think?
Now, he didn't just get the trivia, did he?
No.
No. Bar mitzvahs?
That's interesting. No. That's usually a 13th birthday thing, so if there aren't more births in August, I doubt there are more bar mitzvahs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought of one, and then I picked up the phone to call and can't remember.
Oh, so, well, if you think of it, call back quickly.
I will.
All right, thanks.
I don't know what it was, or I'd try it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
I'll be listening.
Good
thanks.
Deal. I'm counting on it. All right, speaking of listening, let's figure out. James got some guesses, too. He'll be our final guesser, I think, of the night. But let's see when the next shows are, because it's a sport-type schedule here. So this is the third. Tomorrow night, we start at about 10:30 Central, and then we start at about 10 on Wednesday. Wednesday starts the Pesach season. Happy Passover to our Jewish listeners. That is Wednesday evening Passover starts. And let's see, on Thursday, 10:30, midnight 30, I think Thursday we have a half-hour show. So that's the deal. We got an hour. We got what? Tomorrow night, we got about an hour and a half. And then we got 2 hours on Wednesday. And then we have a half hour on Thursday. And that's the deal. All right. So now we're all together on that. Okay. So let's see. James wants to take the final guesses. You get six of them. Be quick, James.
Okay. Bank failures.
No. Interesting.
Okay, Dow Jones rises and falls.
No.
Biggest rise, no?
I think that's October.
Murders.
Murders is good. Murders is not what I'm looking for, but I'll give you murders because that's the other possibility.
Okay, suicides would be the other one.
No, not suicides, but murders. Hey, you went with murders, so hang on. Don't go away. All right. So, yes, murders is one of two statistics for August. More murders in August than any other month. I have no idea why. The other thing that happens more in August than any other month is home burglaries. And the Washington Post wrote about this on July 25th, 2002. I guess they wrote about it on July 25th saying, get ready, August is coming, someone's going to be breaking in. Well, apparently that's the deal. So, yes, August has more home burglaries and murders than any other month. I'm trying to find out why murders. I don't know. All right, let's talk about our bumper, shall we? What did they all have in common? Canada. Yeah. The mighty Pope was Canadian. Well, actually, originally Jamaican. But in the 60s, he went to Canada. And Toronto had a very big Jamaican movement at the time. A lot of artists of that ilk. But the mighty Pope was in some groups and all that. And then in the 70s, he wound up as a solo act on private stock. And I thought it was just a terrific little record. And I know that Red Robinson liked it as well because he played it. No, he wasn't born the Mighty Pope. He was Earl Hedrum, and as I say, Jamaican. But I think he went to Canada when he was a child, like junior high school, and quickly got involved in the Jamaican music landscape of Ontario, and there was one, big time. So that was the Mighty Pope. Indeed. And the reason that he was named the Mighty Pope is his dad owned land in Jamaica that was shaped like the Vatican. Not making this up. And I don't know what that would mean. I guess you'd have to look it up on a map. But nonetheless, after a while, he became known as the Mighty Pope because of the land. All right. Well, very good. So he's still with us as far as I know, still in Canada, as far as I know, and probably about 77 now. All right. Coming down with Jackie Shane. Now, Jackie Shane was originally American, but he left fairly quickly. And oh man, he was terrific. He was a cross-dresser extraordinaire, a soul and R&B singer cross-dresser, and he really became prominent in Toronto in the 60s. And he was really a pioneer transgender performer, and was real big with the Toronto sound. In fact, his biggest record was Any Other Way, which was a pretty big hit in Toronto in 1962, and a fine record. But he was born in Nashville in 1940, and as I say, by the late 50s, he got to Ontario and said, "I ain't leaving," and lived in Toronto and in Montreal and all that kind of stuff. And like I say, Any Other Way was a big hit. It was number two on Chum in 1963. And William Bell had previously recorded it. And, of course, other people have since then. But that was Jackie Shane. And we also, played Ronnie Hawkins, Mary Lou, which, like I say, was Young Jesse. And rarely do I like a cover better than an original. And the reality is I do like Young Jesse's voice better, but the Ronnie Hawkins is a superb production compared to the Young Jesse. So for production value, and I'm sort of a sweetheart for that, I fall for good production. So I'll go with Ronnie Hawkins on Mary Lou. And, of course, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, also Canadian. And obviously Vancouver, and all of which were typical fare for Red Robinson, who sadly is no longer with us. And that pretty much will do it for Monday Night Trivia. So next week we have to have a complete other question. Oh, Jackie Shane, by the way, I should mention, George Clinton actually offered Jackie a chance to be part of Funkadelic. Can you even imagine? Well, of course, you haven't seen just Jackie Shane. You don't know how funny that is, but it's hilarious. But the reality is that it wasn't that she didn't like George Clinton or didn't like the idea of Funkadelic. It's that her mother, who was in Los Angeles, was dying, and Jackie moved to L.A. to care for her. And then after she died, he moved back, he or she, I don't know how you want to do that, moved back to Nashville in 1996. And that's, as far as I know, that's it. She died in Nashville in 2019. So there were rumors that she was murdered and all that. None of that was true. Died natural death in 2019. So, yeah, but quite a life. And if you want to look at some of those videos, it's amazing. All right, so on that note, that's a wrap. We thank Dan for keeping us on the air. We thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. It makes it a pleasure. Let's do it again tomorrow night right here on WGN Radio.